is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Today, I'll share with you a little more information about the ingenious plan to turn Kansas City, Missouri into a major port to bring products from Asia directly into heartland America and bypass our Pacific ports. The plan is to use the port of Lázaro Cárdenas on the west coast of southern Mexico, which is controlled by Hutchison Whampoa. That's the same giant Hong Kong shipping firm that owns the ports at both ends of the Panama Canal. The containers of Chinese-made goods unloaded at Lázaro Cárdenas will be carried by Kansas City Southern Railway de Mexico directly to Kansas City, where freight will be distributed east and west and on to Canada. Kansas City Southern was originally just a rail line around Kansas City, but after buying various Mexican rail companies and tracks, this railroad company now controls a 2,600-mile artery from Lázaro Cárdenas to Kansas City. The Kansas City City Council has already earmarked $3 million of taxpayers' money for a new nonprofit business organization called Smart Port to build and own the facility and then sublet it to the Mexican government. Mexico was at first expected to pay for the big expensive machines to conduct high-tech gamma-ray screening for drive-through inspections of big containers, but Mexico refused to put up the money. SmartPort has now applied for $1.5 million grant from the U.S. Economic Development Administration to get the U.S. taxpayers to pay for the machines. Meanwhile, the North America's Super Corridor Coalition, called NASCO, has taken on the mission of building an international, integrated, and secure multimodal transportation system from Lázaro Cárdenas through Kansas City and on up to Winnipeg, Canada. This will allow Mexican trucks to haul goods along a 12-lane superhighway through the heartland of the United States.
For up-to-date information on why amnesty and guest worker plans are mistakes, and on how illegal immigration makes U.S. taxpayers pay heavy additional costs for schools, hospitals, Medicaid, prisons, and all social benefits, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for Immigration Facts, or visit our website, eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Then join us daily for more on the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Traditionally, California schools have 12 weeks off in the summer a week off at Easter, and 2 weeks off at Christmas. The Mexicans, and that's who's in this town because of the Mexican illegal alien invasion, and let's be honest, most of the illegal aliens in this country are Mexicans because of our proximity to that country. We are a first world country, they are a third world country, therefore there is going to be an invasion from these people. That is understandable, it's wrong, but it's the way it is. The Mexican population in Williams, California has demanded that two of those summer weeks of vacation be moved to December so that they would have more time to go home and visit relatives in Mexico. Is that outrageous? That is outrageous. We're talking about people illegally in the country, people whose descendants were born here because they were illegally in the country. That's why we call them jackpot babies. We're talking about people who are being catered to that aren't even supposed to be here. The American members of that community, of course, did not want the traditional time change. Well, guess what happened? A compromise was struck, and instead of 4 weeks of Christmas, the Hispanics wound up with 3 weeks, which is certifiably out-blanking outrageous. Outrageous! That we would even kowtow these people and give them what they want just because they asked for it. Spanish masses in the Catholic Church outnumber English 2-1 in this town. The parish members went to Father Francisco Hernandez Gomez after he cut out one of the English language masses and asked him why he was favoring the Hispanics rather than the American citizens of this town. Well, guess what? He said, quote, "Yes, I sense some prejudice in the words of the people of this town who have made these statements," unquote. You know, I think he's wrong when he says prejudice. The prejudice is on the other side, but we'll go on. He went on to say again, quote, "Yes, after being the majority a few years ago, now they are just a few people among a big new community." New community? We're talking about illegal aliens, Father. He went on, "The whites could feel they are losing their town, their church, their school, their stores, their language," end quote. Is it okay to say that a priest is nuts? This guy's crazy. He is out of his mind to say that they could feel this way. They have lost every one of those things. Take your head out of your Bible, Father, and figure out that these people are losing their way of life. They're losing everything that they've ever worked for. And you're saying maybe they could feel this way? This is outrageous. Now, for those of you who think this is simply the change in demographics, I'm sick of that one, too. It's not just a change in the race of the people. It's a change in the loyalty of the people that comes along with that demographic shift. A woman named Linda Granzella described what happened at the Williams High School homecoming game in 1993. Far back as 1993, folks. And if this happened in 1993, you can imagine what's happening now 13 years later at that same high school. Here's what happened. The band began to play the national anthem. A voice on the loudspeaker asked everyone to stand. She said 80% of the stadium, 80% of the stadium did not stand up. That 80% were all Hispanic children, and when she asked them why they wouldn't stand, they replied, quote, "This is not our country. We ain't standing," end quote. That is outrageous. No respect, zero respect for anything, and to say this is not their country, and guess what? Some of those were American-born kids, but they still say this is not my country. She immediately took her child out of the school system, and I don't blame her. The reason? Quote, here's what she gave. Quote, "I didn't want her to be in a school where she was a minority in her own country," end quote. Wow. Happening right here in L.A. and many other places across the country. And this town elected more, as this town elects more officials, folks, with non-American attitudes, regardless of race, people who are either legalized or jackpot babies and have 1 foot back in some other country of origin. Whether they were born here or not, that town will cease to be an American town. That town will instantly become a Mexican town on one day coming in the future, not too far off. They will say we are no longer American. You think this is not going to happen? You think it can't happen? As towns cease to be American, America stops being American. As towns become more and more foreign, states become foreign, and the country will do the same. And if you think it can't happen, go to Williams, California. They'll tell you. Come to L.A., I'll tell you. Come and see what's happened in my neighborhood, I'll show you. Come and show, let me show you what's going on in the San Fernando Valley. Let me show you what's going on in the San Joaquin Valley, the Bay Area, San Diego, all parts of California, the Midwest, back east, and even the traditional South are all being invaded by people who have no business in our country. We must stop this today, folks. And we've got a good start because now, finally, Congress is scared of us. They're scared to death. They're pissing in their pants, worried about what we're going to do when the it's time to remember in November. Don't forget and stop sending your money to these parties and make them understand that we are the American people. We call the shots. We will not allow you to do what you want to do with Congress. You must do what we say, or we're going to throw your sorry butt out, and you're going to be pushing a shopping cart picking up aluminum cans rather than going to a congressional job. And that's the name of that tune. This is the Kerry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
Most Americans want government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But some politicians want to do away with borders entirely, and they have a plan for doing it. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
And I want to remind all you folks out there that have friends and relatives who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the folks tonight listening on the great KFNX 1100 AM Phoenix, Arizona. Love you folks in Phoenix. KDON 720 AM Las Vegas, Nevada. And I want to welcome all the folks listening on the RBN Network all across the country. I get lots of emails, folks listening on the RBN stations. Welcome to the Terry Anderson Show. Let me give out that caller number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out. But don't forget, you get back all that you give and then some. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
And now it's time for the most horrible clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horrible clown of the week. When I tell you people to stop giving your money to two political parties, I know what I'm talking about. Trust me. The National Republican Party is extremely disconnected from its members, and they suck this week. The NRCC, the National Republican Campaign Committee, is really, really disconnected from Americans, folks. Last week, Randy Graff, he was on our show, remember? He won his primary in the 8th Congressional District in Arizona against four Republican opponents. Randy is the people's candidate. He is vehemently against anti-illegal alien invasions. He's anti-reconquista. He's anti-amnesty. He is the people's candidate. Now, after a pledge by the National Republican Campaign Committee not to take sides in the primary, they gave $250,000 to a pro-amnesty Republican named Huffman that was running against Randy. Well, guess what? Randy beat the pants off this guy anyway, even with $250,000 of Republican money going to his opponent. The party said they would back Randy after he won. Well, on Thursday, the Republican officials confirmed that they were pulling the TV ads that they had promised to run through Election Day. They're not going to support Randy Graff. Now, where do you think that came from? Well, as the great George Putnam would say, the fish stinks from the head, and this came from the top, right up from the top from George Bush. That's right. This came down from old prayers himself. Randy is going against the president's comprehensive immigration reform, which includes blanket amnesty, and is siding with who? Who is Randy siding with? Let me see. I got papers here. Let me check to see who Randy... Oh, yeah! He's siding with the American people! That's who he's siding with. Imagine that. Imagine a politician actually siding with the American people and what they want. That's amazing. Now, let's get this straight. The illegal alien invasion is the biggest problem facing this nation since World War II. It's the biggest news story today anywhere you look. And we find a guy doing the will of the people, fighting the invasion, and the guy's party pledges not to be involved in the primary. They give $250,000 to his opponent, and now they drop the ads once he's beaten the opponent, and they claim they want to hold on to the House of Representatives. That's outrageous, and it's stupid. But it shows you the Republican Party, the elite at the top, in the way they think. They don't align themselves with us. They align themselves with big business, and they want this flow of illegal alien workers to keep coming into this country, and they don't want Randy to win, even if it means them keeping the House of Representatives. Unbelievable. This week, the National Republican Campaign Committee, you are the most horriblest clown of the week. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. I just quoted a guy a few minutes ago. He said the fist stinks with the head. He's got about 100 other quotes that are great. He's the greatest broadcaster ever to live, greatest American ever to live. One of the guys that I call friend, my buddy. Yeah, I can say that. I can get away with it. George Putnam. George, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry, brother, how are you?
Pretty good, buddy.
I want to tell you, I've been listening to you. You've learned your lesson well. And while the rest of them are busy with showbiz, O.J. Simpson, Peterson, Smith, Missing Kids, Priest, Michael Jackson, JonBenet Ramsey, Monica, rape cases, all that tabloid journalism, while they're busy with Greta and Nancy and Kimberly and O'Reilly and Hannity and Anderson and God knows what all, salivating over a lot of damn nonsense, we are watching the ship of state sink.
That's right.
We're not going to let it happen. Let's get on it right now. Stop it when you've heard enough. We've got enough here. Narcotics, yeah. What about fueling it from Afghanistan and Colombia? Knock out Afghanistan and Colombia. Methamphetamine, professing, processing those damn plants. Knock them out. Money laundering, international bankers, hiring them at the top, down to Madras, these little kids in school. I think it was Hammerstein and Rogers who said, you've got to be taught to hate by the time you're 6 or 7 or 8.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, you got to be taught to love. They're teaching them to hate in Madras in the schools when they're 4 and 5 and 6 years
old. We don't hate here, George.
Look what's happening to us. Health, education, housing, infrastructure, food, water, air. Where the hell are we going? Crime, jobs, energy, anchor babies, the elderly. What are we thinking of here, fella?
George, we got an America that's not a practice America. This is a one-shot deal. If we don't fix it now, we have no second try at this. There's no America that we can say, well, we blew the first America. The second one, we're going to do better. No, no. We've got to make this one right. We've got kids, George. We've got grandkids. We got great-grandkids. They're going to look around someday, as you always say. They're going to look around and say, Granddad, why did you let this happen to us?
Terry, let's take a look right now at what can happen by the year 2100 if we don't stop this damn thing now, if we don't put the brakes on. According to Hector Heritage Foundation, Hector, he says by the year 2100, we will have 1 billion, not million, 1 billion people in the United States. We can't handle 1 billion.
Why would we even want to try, George? What would be the point? Our quality of life is what draws the rest of the world to this country. It's a beacon for freedom, and it's also a beacon for a better life. We allow 1.2 to 1.5 million to come here legally every year. Why do we want to tear this down with too many people so that it becomes a place that even those who want to come never want to come to again?
And Terry, the immigration policies of this great nation of ours, we love everybody, are more generous than all the combined nations of the world. This nation regularly admitting more foreign people from legal permanent residents than all of the nations of the world combined. That damned Immigration Act of 1999 provided for the annual admission of 220,000 aliens each year for legal permanent residents.
Outrageous.
And the illegal alien problem is out of control. 1,000 a night marching across as we're sitting here talking to you.
George, what do you think is wrong with the Republican Party now? Why? Now, we've got some good guys. You know Tom Tancredo. You know J.D. Hayworth. You know Steve King of Iowa. You know Mr. Hostetler. You know a few of these other good guys. We got Brian Bilbray back in office now. Good guy. Randy Grass. He just heard me talk about him. Great guy from Arizona. What's wrong with the rest of the Republican Party?
I'll tell you what's wrong. The fish stinks from the head. We have greedy individuals. We have a one-world policy. We have a globalism. And we have people right from the top, George. W. Bush on down, the Attorney General of the United States, the Secretary of Commerce, all in bed with these people.
Well, you know, George, we got to get them out. We got to vote them out one at a time. Now, you've been around a little longer than I have. You've seen a few things. But I'm going to tell you, have you ever seen the anger that the American people have over this issue of illegal immigration? Have you ever seen that anger before?
Never. Never.
These people are
anything. No.
These people are hot, George. They're angry.
I got to tell you this, too. We got another problem, and it's rising. And let's take a look right over your shoulder. Here in Mexico, you got Calderon coming in. The more things change, the more they are the same. He wants a completely open door policy.
Yes, he does.
We're giving Mexico the veto power. Here they go again. They are damning 4437. They are praising 2611. 2611, my dear friends, if it passes, will be an absolute catastrophe. I wonder if the audience knows what 2611 is all about. That's the Senate bill. It's a giveaway of America. It's unbelievable.
How did this come to be, George? What happened?
I'm going to tell you what happened. You got Teddy Kennedy and the rest of those damn fools sold out. They're sold out. They've sold out America.
George, he sold out a long time ago when he killed that girl up there in Massachusetts. You know what? I don't think this guy's ever seen a martini that he didn't like. But what angers me, George, what angers me the most is this guy passed that immigration bill in 1965 that has ruined it for this country ever since. And he couldn't even go to the fire department, knock on the door and say, save this drowning girl. And now he's drowning the country.
Terry, I will tell you this right now. If you think we have a problem with the illegal aliens coming across the border, wait until the Muslims arrive.
Oh, God.
You better watch this because there's a complete sellout taking place. You've got to get out of this mess, dear friends, or you're doomed. When did it start? Started with the Iran embassy hostage back in 1979. It was Beirut, Lebanon embassy, 1983. Went through 1983, 83, 85. On to the Nairobi, Kenya embassy, 1998, New York World Trade Center, the latest 2001, and then that attempt to sink those planes coming across from Europe. Note that during the period from 1981 to 2001, there were 7,581 terrorist attacks worldwide. And where did they come from? Where were the attacks originating? In each case, we can document it. The attacks on the United States were carried out by the Muslims.
Well, see, the
Muslim population.
Well, you heard what Rosie O'Donnell said the other day. Now, the Christians are just as dangerous as the Muslims, George. You heard what she said. I'm not going to ask you on the air what you think of Rosie now. The FCC will throw us off. Be careful. Careful, George.
I haven't dated her lately, you know. I got to tell you, though, you cannot fight the enemy if you don't know who the enemy is.
That's right.
And I'll tell you, anybody who doubts what we're talking about, get that series of articles by Tony Blankley. He, in the Washington Times, he's telling about the political correctness group and the global terror threat. And he tells you about the threat of Islamic terrorists, underestimated, ignored. He's written a book called The West Last Chance. Take a look if you don't believe us at that recent book by our good friend Pat Buchanan.
That's all right. Right on the money with the
take another look.
Death of the West book. And now this book. He's right on the money both times.
And then another book by Dan Sheehy.
Dan Sheehy, a great Sheehy. Great book. Dan's a great writer.
Partnership. I'll tell you, it's around the corner, fellas. Are you going to stop it, or are you going to let them kill us?
George, let me ask you this one. We're looking at an election coming up in a couple of years now. I know you're going to support Hillary, but what do you think Hillary is going to do to us on this issue of this illegal alien invasion, George?
My dear friend, we got 535 seats. 435 of them can be replaced as of the stroke of your pen. 435 in Congress. Then there are another 100 in the Senate. One-third of them can be replaced. You have the power to change this whole picture.
I tell people that all the time.
And I've got to tell you, when we're doing what we're doing, for instance, to these two young kids who are working on the border, I'll bet you've talked about that.
Oh, Compion and
Ramos.
Yes.
Compion.
Yeah, unbelievable, George.
They're not to risk going to prison for 20 years for doing their job.
Unbelievable. And you know what, George? The whole country's against them. You know that came down from the top. That came down from the absolute top of this country to prosecute and persecute these two guys.
And speaking from the top, let me tell you another story. You got a fellow by the name of Robert Pastor. He intends to give away U.S. sovereignty to a newly forming North American Union. That is the next venture. Here's the same SOB who gave away the Panama Canal, friends.
Well, there's only so much America, George, and we can't keep giving it away the way we're giving it up.
There ain't going to be nothing left.
There ain't going to be nothing left. You're absolutely right. George, I want to ask you one thing before we let you go.
Yeah.
I've got a friend of mine, really nice guy, good buddy of mine. He picks America to pieces. Every chance he gets, he finds everything wrong with America he can. And I know we're not a perfect country, but we've been there for the world every time the world has needed us. What would you say to a guy that can't find one thing of good about America to say?
I want to tell him the following. As I report my own reporter's opinion, it's long overdue. I want to pay tribute to Americans of allegiance to this country who happen to have been born Hispanic or Latino. People like Lupe Moreno, the Latino Joan of Arc. People like Colonel Rodriguez. People like Sam Antonio. People like Ramirez. All of these people happen to have those names familiar to you. They are not enemies of America. They are wondrous red, white,
they're,
blue.
They're Americans.
Patriots.
Absolutely.
Now, when you look at these crowds coming across your streets, watch and think of one word. It's scam. S-C-A-M. What you're watching are socialists, communists, anarchists, and Karl Marx. I've lived through it all in my own 72 years, back to Adolf Hitler and the whole damn crowd. Let's not do it again.
George, I want to thank you for coming on. How can they hear you?
Every day, KCAA, 1050.
All right, George Putnam, the king of all broadcasters. I don't even call myself a broadcaster when he's on the air. George, you've been around forever. You've been for America forever. We want to thank you for your service.
The word is illegal.
Say
it again.
Illegal. That's
illegal.
It.
Illegal. I'm leaving with the word illegal.
All right, George Putnam, the king of all broadcasters. Thanks for spending time with us tonight, buddy. We really appreciate it.
All right, and we are also on CRN.
CRN, Cable Radio Network.
Talk.
George Putnam.
Everything good to you and your family.
You too, buddy. You take care.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, George.
Bye-bye.
My buddy, George Putnam. What a guy, folks. What a guy. Guy that's been around forever. When he said 72 years, he meant 72 years as a broadcaster, not 72 years old. George is, I know he don't want to give his age out, but let's give it out anyway. He's 92 years young. This guy's interviewed every president since Herbert Hoover. He's a great man, a great American, and I'm going to tell you something, folks. I am proud to know him, and it was one of the nicest things in my life to meet him and be friends with him ever since. We're going to take a break in a few minutes. We got a camera crew here tonight. They're filming for a documentary they're doing, and we're trying to give them our best face. We're putting on the dog for them a little bit. That's not true. This is our normal show. We do it like this every week. We're going to continue doing it like this every week. And I want to say something to these folks. We need your help to stay on the air. You know how it is. We have some advertisers, but we need your help. Things get tough from time to time. So if you want to help us, I'll send you donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. We're giving this address out again at the end of the night. We want to thank you for helping us as much as you have. We know during the holiday season is coming up, it's kind of tough, but, you know, our bills go on and we have to stay on the air. We have done shows on Christmas Day, New Year's Day, and every other day. We will be here for you as long as we can. Going to play a clip now from our California Speaker of the House, Mr. Fabian Nunez, racist deluxe. You tell me if he's a racist after this clip is played. You tell me if you think he cares about America. This is courtesy of CCIR, Mr. Fabian Nunez.
Get 10 people ready to go with us to that march in Washington, D.C. in 96. And I guarantee you, just as we mobilized 150 people to the streets of Los Angeles in October 16th, we can mobilize 1 million people and bring Washington, D.C. to a standstill. And those rednecks that are out there making decisions for the betterment of their communities will think twice before they push forward anti-immigrant legislation against our community, and so that we can show our people that the time has come for us to come together on what brings us together instead of to sit down and bump heads. And so I ask everybody here, how many of you agree that we can leave here with one thing today, that in 1996 we are going to Washington, D.C. on a mass mobilization there to bring Washington to a standstill so that they know that we're there and that we begin to put into place those things that are necessary to ensure that we advance.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Headline news. The much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion. If we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England. And the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Everybody out there participate with the show, call in, disagree if you want, the lines are full. Yeah, big deal. Like that's not the common thing here. But you know, when you call in, we'd like you to be respectful. We'll be respectful to you if you're respectful to us. If you're nasty, boy, you ain't seen nasty. Because I'm a nasty anyway. Let's go to Barbara Cole calling from Orange County, California. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I got lots of things to say tonight. The first thing I want to remind your listeners of our very exciting meeting on Wednesday, September 27th, in Garden Grove, California, 7:30 p.m., when that wonderful godfather of Prop 187, Dick Mountjoy, will be our keynote speaker, who is a U.S. senatorial candidate against Dianne Feinstein, whom I hope your listeners will recall voted for that 2611, which is a fraud, illegal alien guest worker amnesty program, and for giving your Social Security tax dollars to illegals. That's number one. Also, the second thing I wanted to announce to your listeners tonight, that the wonderful Jim Gilchrist and Jerome Corsi are going to be in Southern California on the 25th in Thousand Oaks, the 26th in Mission Viejo, and the 27th in San Diego. And anybody that needs details on all of this, please call our toll-free number, easy to remember, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. And finally, Terry, I wanted to give you a real quick update on the National City rally that was on Saturday. It got pretty wild down there because the National City mayor is announcing he's going to make National City a sanctuary city. and there were people on both sides of the aisle, of course. The very critical thing that I wanted to share with your listeners is that the law enforcement people who were scheduled to protect the Minuteman attacked, and I'm saying that word very explicitly, attacked not one but two of our Minutemen, knocked them to the ground, and with your permission, I'll try to get a hold of another guy who was there that possibly can call in later on in the evening. His name is Gary Walker, so if you get a call from him, I hope you'll let him on.
Sure will.
And finally, good folks, I hope you will remember two things. Number one, those who come to our meeting, as I announced at our last meeting, every meeting henceforth, we will have containers there to bring supplies for our wonderful Minutemen who are on the border. And the second thing is we have, as we always have, a donation place that says, Keep Terry Anderson on the Air. And Terry, we have a beautiful picture of you and George Putnam standing right beside it.
My buddy.
So please try to make this meeting, folks. And there's going to be another rally in National City. And I'm not going to take up any more time. I'm just urging people who want more details on our meeting, on the book signing event with Jim Gilchrist and Jerome Corsi, the book Minuteman, Fighting to Secure Our Borders, for the 25th, 26th, and 27th, and also for the National City Rally this upcoming Saturday. Please don't hesitate to call our toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS.
All right, Barbara, we appreciate all the good information. Thanks a lot. You take care.
You betcha. God bless.
Care. All right. Okay. Bye. All right. Let's go to James calling from Los Angeles. James, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, good evening, Terry. The 17th in San Pedro, they had a Constitution program.
Yes, sir.
And they also had the folding of the United States flag. And I tell you, everybody in America should have been there seeing the ceremony of folding of the United States flag. It was something else.
That's a nice thing to see. It really is, especially when it's done correctly.
Correct. And they had the young people from San Pedro High do it.
That's good. Hey, good training.
Hey, Terry, we need to stop talking and start marching. I wish that everybody, November 11th and November 25th at noontime at the Federal Building in Westwood, bring their flags and their music and start marching around the Federal Building those two Saturdays.
We'll see what we can do. James, thanks for the call, buddy. Okay. I appreciate it. You take care.
You too.
All right. Let's go to Kelly calling from Costa Mesa, California. Kelly, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Pleasure to be on the air. And
my pleasure.
It's an honor to hear George Putnam.
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
What a guy, huh, Kelly? What a guy.
Yeah, I used to listen to him when I was a little boy, you know.
I don't say that to him. You know what I always tell him? I always say my grandmother used to listen to you when she was a little girl, you know. But actually, we all grew up with him. What a guy.
Oh, what? And, man, I tell you, I just don't miss a Sunday night now because, you know, it's so sad to watch your neighborhood go to the whatever, you know, just
and,
go
you know,
to hell.
And you know, you Kelly, know. It's a story that we're hearing from all across the country. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're hearing it over and over and over, and it's just really sad. And, you know, I get angrier when I hear about it happening in Kentucky than I do hearing about what it happens here in your neighborhood, you know?
Right.
I get angrier when I hear it's happening somewhere that's not a traditionally overrun place. That really pisses me off.
Yeah. I'm with you. You know, it was. I was looking around here. I'm in Costa Mesa now, and I was telling your screener here that when we moved from L.A. down here, you know, like 30 years ago, this place was, you know, was just. I mean, it was a nice neighborhood, And each year, I mean, now, like my old Costa Mesa High School, nobody goes to Costa Mesa High School anymore because there's too many illegal aliens.
Isn't that amazing?
All the damn areas around here, you know, they're building all these new schools and stuff like that, and none of these kids around here want to go to them because all the damn illegal aliens.
Who would want to be in that kind of environment, you know?
Yeah. You know, and I tell you, I know one of the struggles I have myself is I know so many good Mexicans, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we're not talking about Mexican people or Hispanics. We're talking about people in the country illegally. You know, we got people who call up this show and say, oh, well, you know, the Canadian illegals and the European. No. Most of these people in the country illegally are Mexicans, let's be honest, because we got a third world country bordering us. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
But Kelly, we're not against anybody of any race. We're against anybody that comes here illegally, and that's the way it is. I got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call. Hey, call me again.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Let's go to Victor. Call us from Inglewood. Victor, what do you hear? What do you say?
Well, I tell you, I honestly tell you how thrilled it is to hear George Patton.
What a guy, huh, Victor?
The honest thunder.
I've been hearing you on his show for years.
Right.
Yeah.
The great voice of thunder that he's live, he's wise, and he is articulate, and God bless him.
Yep.
Now, on another note, I think, of course, it is... wise to consider that it is enough to talk. It is more time to vote. And we ought to be very aware that Phil Angelides, if he were to run and win, he would be able to veto, I mean, to cancel in a veto in order to provide illegal aliens with driver's license. I think that when we hear... people like what's his name, the guy who you just put speaking,
the libertarian?
No, the guy who speaks about rednecks.
Oh yeah, Fabian Nunez.
Fabian Nunez. He reminds me of what Mussolini used to say every time he says the people.
Yeah.
The people is, according to Mussolini, was everyone except myself.
That's right.
So if we, allow these people to continue, and I'm talking about this assembly people, to continue in power, it's going to happen what happened now with King Gu. King Gu, finally, he's going to be perhaps closed, failed, and now he's going to be responding to more investigations because he's going to be they're going to be losing funding for about $200 million a year.
Unbelievable.
Now, if these people fail to secure public health, imagine if we allow them to secure the land. Imagine if we trust on them that they're going to be ensuring our security.
Good point.
I really think that these people, and I mean the assembly people who abandon us and sold us out in the assembly over there in Sacramento, if we were to allow them to continue in this trend that is... putting us against the corner, really, it's going to be like George Patton just said. It's going to be awful. It is just perhaps we're not going to be able to witness what we used to enjoy, liberty, and freedom.
Yep, you're right.
I think this is very, very sinister and cynical what these people are doing
in the
name of the United States and justice.
I would agree. Victor, I got to move on.
I'm not going to take you more of your time. I want to just thank you for allowing us to express our opinion.
Always an honor when you're on.
And I hope we're very vigilant of what this governor or attempted person who attempts to be the governor, Phil Angelides, has in his leave.
He's an absolute disaster for this state.
Well, I think he's a phony, a complete buffoon. His whole face says it all with his gestures. He's completely means nothing.
Yeah.
He's just a clone of Gray Davis, or worse.
All right, Victor, thanks for the call, buddy.
Bye.
Let's go to Stephanie, calling from Winthrop. Stephanie, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Well, hello, Terry.
How are you?
I'm an immigrant myself. I came here from Chile when I was four.
Welcome.
And I got to tell you this, Terry. These people from Mexico and Central America are making all of us Latinos look like a bunch of third world idiots. Thank you for allowing us. They really are.
Stephanie, you got to turn your radio down.
Oh, sorry, hon. But, yeah, they're making us look really stupid.
Yeah, they are.
But you're going to love this, Terry. I was vacationing in Chile 3 weeks ago, and get this. It wasn't 3 weeks ago. During the boycott.
Uh-huh.
Listen to this. We all were watching it, me and my family. And I have to give it to those activists. They made us die laughing.
Did they?
Because my family in Chile could not believe that these people who had no right to be here were protesting, demanding amnesty.
Can you imagine? Stephanie, you know what gets me? Why don't they go down there in Mexico where they come from and march down there?
I even try that in South America.
Or anywhere. Anywhere south of America's border. I guarantee you they won't try it because they'll be killed or brutalized in some type of way. You know what I mean? Quick.
Well, thank God now that Chile is actually heading the Organization of American States. So now it seems like Latin America is finally prospering, at least in South America. So that there's less migration from South America, illegal immigration. If you know this, as it is, most of it's coming from Mexico.
It is. That is right.
And you know, it's not only that, they don't even like other Latinos.
No, they want, you gotta be Mexican or they don't like it. That is true.
Oh, yeah, they want me to speak Mexican. I'm like, first of all, this is America. I choose to speak English. I said, second of all, you don't even speak your own language right. It's Castellano, which is for Spain. They right. can't even speak that. Why do you think that there's no one wants to trade with Mexico? Why do you think South America wants to secede away from them? You know why? Because they can't even learn their own language right.
Isn't that amazing?
When it comes to trade, they all agreed on a common dialect. And Mexico won't do it.
Stephanie,
as it is, bilingual education these kids are getting over here, it's not going to do them any good in the international world.
They'll be illiterate in two languages. That's what's going to happen.
It's not even going to do them any good. Spain wants nothing to do with them. South America won't want anything to do with them.
Got to go, Stephanie. I want to thank you for the call. You call me again.
Thanks, honey.
All right, you take care. All right, let's go to Dave, calling from Phoenix, Arizona. Dave, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. Dave here from Phoenix.
How you doing, buddy?
I just want to let everyone know of our new website, and we're U.S. citizens for immigration enforcement, and that is www.uscfie.com. And essentially, our mission is to educate U.S. citizens on how the corrupt U.S. government is allowing illegal immigration to happen. Now, if anybody wants to link to our page, just notify me. I'm glad to do it. We already have about a dozen people already, and I hope to have as many as Wake Up America and some of the other web pages have. We, the citizens, were the ones who sacrificed and built this nation. We followed their laws. We taught our children to follow the laws. We were the ones who paid the taxes, Medicare, Social Security.
Paved the streets.
Rich, cowardly politicians supporting illegal aliens. You know what? It seems to me the only time our citizenship matters to this government anymore is when it's coming time to pay taxes or to fight in the foreign wars. And why fight in a war if you no longer have a nation?
That's right.
I speak to a lot of young adults out there, and I let them know if we do not stop this illegal immigration now, they will have no future, regardless of the amount of education they have or how hard they work. And I see their eyes get very wide, and they start asking me questions. And I can only implore all Americans, please fight the government. Fight the people who further this cause. This nation is for us, Americans. It's our birthright. And like you said earlier, it's for our children and our grandchildren.
Well said, Dave. Give us that email. I mean, that our website again.
Okay, again, that's www.uscfie.com. Come one, come all, learn as much as you can and educate others. I make it my goal to change at least one person's mind a day on this issue, and many times I get two or three instead of one.
All right, Dave, we want to thank you for that. Everybody, there's a new website. We need 1,000 websites so we can get the word out. Thanks, buddy. You take care.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, let's go to Thomas, calling from Winnetka. Thomas, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Hello. I just want to say the fish stinks from the head down, and it's George Bush. And you know, and I hate to say it, but I think a lot of Republicans are very ignorant about George Bush. They think he's a great guy, and I just don't understand it. I think a lot of it comes from people like O'Reilly and Hannity that keep preaching this guy is the best thing since sliced bread when he's selling our country out from under us.
Well, you know what I've always said about President Bush, whatever good he does is outdone by what he's doing on this issue, because this issue is a long-standing problem, Thomas, and what happens now is going to be generational. So any good is displaced by this bad that he's doing.
You know, and I don't think he cares about America. I don't think he's a great American. Any man that 5 years after 9/11 refuses to enforce our immigration laws and secure our borders, that's not a good man. That's a traitor.
All right, Thomas. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, let's go to Brad calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Brad, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Oh, okay. Hey, Mr. Anderson. Let me ask something. Well, just let me say real quick, you know, that Schwarzenegger, you're right, he's a big phony. I really thought that he'd be the one person in this country that would stick by
he sucks.
Principle. Oh, he's a cow. I couldn't believe it. He's a better actor than I thought he was. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. But
can I ask you, are they using our tax money now for textbooks to be made in Spanish?
Yes. There's some places like, I believe, San Bernardino and a few other places here in California where they are importing books from Mexico, actually, textbooks from Mexico, and bringing in aides who speak Mexican students. I'm thinking of Stephanie from Chile, who speak Spanish to help the kids learn the heritage better from these Spanish language Mexican printed textbooks. Yes, they are spending tax money on books from Mexico.
Oh, that's crazy. You know, like I was telling that one gentleman, if they'd have taken all this money they spent on the illegals and gave it to the American people, we wouldn't have any poverty and we'd all be... You know,
well, that's kind of ridiculous, Brad. You know, you're just making a lot of sense there. Nobody's ever going to listen to your common sense, so stop. Please, you're wasting all of our time. You know what I mean?
Hey, keep up the good fight, Mr. Anderson. I love your show.
Hey, stop to Mr. Anderson. I'm Terry. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. All right. Let's go to Todd calling from Las Vegas, Nevada. Todd, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Terry, God bless you.
Hey, buddy.
George Putnam, too. Great show.
What a guy.
Listen, I want to say on this voting thing for illegals, it's not the matter of gaining an ID to walk into the poll. It's a matter of time. As a migrant, you must show any country around the globe that you want to be a part of the country. That involves time. I think there should be a 2-year waiting period. At the point at which you become a citizen of this country, then you can go to the poll 2 years later and cast your vote.
Oh, I love it.
It shows us you want to be here.
I love it. And you know what? Right along with what you're saying, Todd, they kill me with this thing about, well, they should be rewarded for the work they do. You know what the reward they get for the work they do? The paycheck. That's the reward. I've worked in some horrible jobs. The only reward I ever got was that paycheck at the end of the week. Nobody owes anything to these people. And when they become legal in this country, I'm tired of hearing about how long it takes and the backlog for legal immigration. Oh, well, if it takes you 20 years to become a citizen in this country, then that's the price you have to pay to be that citizen. So I don't care how fast you get in. I'm sorry. By accident of birth, I'm lucky. I'm American born.
And, Terry, I think that's a time-honored position, too, as well. Immigration. Did anybody ever stop to think that there might be a little bit of timing involved at which we immigrate people into
society?
There
you go. Well said. Todd, thanks for the call,
Terry.
Buddy. Take care. All right, let's go to Gary calling from San Diego. Gary, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Okay, real quick, you know, I just want to piggyback on what the guy said earlier about George Bush. Now, I'm not a Bush basher, but let me just say, I voted for the guy the last two times, and about 2 years ago, I burned my Republican card because of the illegal immigration issue.
Gary, I'm not a Bush basher either, but facts are facts. And you know what? We have not been treated correctly by this president on this issue. We really haven't. And nobody can tell us that we have. So we're not bashing him. All we're doing is reporting what he has done. He's still talking this talk about comprehensive immigration reform. And guess what? He knows we don't want it. Every poll, every talk show, he's got people that he pays to do nothing but listen to talk radio in every city of this country. And every time they listen, what are they hearing? We don't want an amnesty. We don't want a guest worker program. We don't want any form of comprehensive BS. We don't want it.
Nope.
But he still keeps pushing it.
He keeps pushing it, and the illegal immigration invasion is a socioeconomic demographic disaster of epic and biblical proportions.
It is.
Most people don't even have a clue how lethally out of control it is.
I would agree.
And a quick example of that, I was asked to give you a quick buzz. I was just down at the National City protest yesterday here in southern San Diego County, in which we have a fellow named Mayor Nick Inzunza, who's an outgoing mayor. He's a Mexican-American mayor who has formally declared or tried to declare unilaterally that National City will be a sanctuary city. And so the Minutemen rallied there most vigorously yesterday, and we were treated very brutally by the police force down here. One of our people was savagely beaten and arrested by the police. There will no doubt be lawsuits coming out of this incident. And it was quite a scene yesterday. We plan on going back again there next Saturday. That's National City. The mayor and Zunza of that city has threatened the Minutemen. And he's laid down the gauntlet for us. So we're going to take his challenge, and we're going to go back for round two next Saturday.
All right, Gary. I hope everybody supports you, buddy. I would come, but I'm going to be out of town up north, and I just wish I could be there with you guys.
Thank you.
Give them hell. Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Anybody here, we're going to take some more calls. Don't run away. But everybody listening here in Los Angeles who's lucky to be able to hear us here on our local station, we'll be continuing with Sunday Night Live with our good friend, Laura Sriscala. Laura, what you going to be doing tonight?
Hey, Terry. Tonight we're going to talk about a couple of things. Number one, we're going to open it up for, there was so much news this week with Hugo Chavez calling Bush the devil and Ahmadinejad coming over here and criticizing the United States. And the peace-loving Muslims continue to protest the Pope. So
amazing.
We're going to comment on all those things. We're also going to talk with, hopefully, the next state controller in California, Tony Strickland.
Good stuff.
Yes.
Let me tell you what I'd do with Hugo Chavez. But
Tell me.
I'll tell you off the air. Anyway, stick around, folks. Laura Sriscala Live right after the Terry Anderson Show. And after that, some real good stuff here on Sunday Night Live. All right, let's get right back to the phone. Let's go to Jim calling from Las Vegas. Jim, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
I know. I can read the clock. Terry, I tuned in. I missed your first half hour. Are you going to...
through the new year, foreseeable.
Good, good.
It's a money thing with us, Jim. You know, if the money comes in, we stay on. If the money doesn't come in, we don't stay.
What's going on down there?
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to ask you a question. What happens in Mexico if an illegal, let's say from South America, ends up in Mexico? What do they do for them, or what do they do to them?
They beat the hell out of them. That's what they do. You know, I was down there on the southern border down there at Chetumal. And they got gunboats down there patrolling that Rio Hondo River, you know, as they come across. I'm not knocking it. I mean, I believe we should have the same thing. And as we cross back from Belize into North America, I look down and here's these gunboats down there in the water, which is, you know, that's pretty tough stuff. I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't want to be a Central American or a South American caught in Mexico because they're treated quite brutally sometimes. But if that's the government's way of treating people, I'm not going to interfere and say they shouldn't. All I'm saying is don't mess with us when we want to treat people by the law and give us a hypocritical stance saying we shouldn't do that. I got to go, Jim.
Amen. Them. Hallelujah.
Take care, buddy. All right, folks, can't take any more calls. Everybody else, please call me next week. I wish I could get to you, but I can't. Please read This Week with the Swings. Good stuff. The Genius with a Temper, and my favorite that I just laughed out loud when I read, Dear Rosie O'Donnell. Good stuff. This Week with the Swings on our website. Don't forget Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue, and Camelback in Phoenix. That's immigrationbuzz.com. Don't forget our good buddy, Randy Childress there. Also, don't forget, we need your help to stay on the air, folks. Please send your donations to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to thank my good buddy Chandler for doing the show tonight, engineering, and Les Blinkhorn for taking your calls. And don't forget, we do need your help to stay on the air, folks. Without you, we would definitely be gone. Oh, I want to say hi to two good buddies, Norm from the Bay Area that I met today, and Bill up in Alaska, a couple of great guys. They support the show, and we support them. We really appreciate it. Don't forget those three websites, folks, at TerryAndersonShow.com. And don't forget our good buddy Juan Mann at DeportAliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you insure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898, and thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.